episode 2548, A Circle of Strength.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Oh, happy, happy day. Happy New Year's Eve. Can you believe it? You have made it to the end of 2021, and you never thought you would escape it, but you're about to. Now, take a deep breath because we're going to handle something maybe a little more stressful. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, the last time for 2021, A Circle of Strength. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy, but really, my hat's off to each and every one of you. You are part of my family. And that's what makes this episode so special. We are on the brink of hitting almost 2,600 episodes since we started. We're about ready to embark on year 7. How incredible. And year 7, it's a powerful number. And let me tell you, it's going to change the world for you, for me, and we're going to make it happen this year. Yes, I know, because God is showing me some things and I know He's showing you some things. And so today I really want to look at things a little bit differently. Family is a circle of strength and love founded on faith, joined in love, kept by God forever together. How can this new year be life-changing for your family? You know, very rarely do we pause long enough to think about how our family impacts the world around us. Just as you influence the world you touch, your family as a collective does the same. The way you interact in public as a unit. You know, how do you handle conflict? Maybe good, maybe bad, maybe that's for a whole nother episode. The way you volunteer together. The random acts of kindness, how you greet strangers. Your family is noticed for many things, good and bad. Most of us, though, are inclined to see how we are making a difference individually. That's what we reflect on, especially when it's the new year. But what about as a family, a circle of strength? Take yourself out of the bickering and complaining. I know, maybe you're just done. It's like, kids, you need to get back to school already. Okay, don't say that. Maybe it's in your head. Don't make it in your heart. I know, in all honesty, yeah, we all can get on each other's nerves. We gotta be, you know, honest about it. It is confession day. But I want you to take aim at what you can do as a family. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim as a family. Action ignites motivation. Let this new year be different. The pandemic has halted many dreams, but has also spurred on more hope. Imagine what you can do as a family, not just as an individual. And remember, a family is how you define it. You don't have to have children to be a family. You can be a family with dogs. You can not even be married and still have a family. What is that family? How is that defined for you? Maybe it's you and some good friends. That's okay. That's your family. And so I want you to look at, what can I do? How can we as a unit make a difference? And so I've got three things I want you to think about this New Year's. Number one, create a family vision. How would you like your family to be known by a stranger? Now, I say that specifically because if a stranger can say, this is what I see in you, then you are portraying it. But you see, sometimes our friends and our other family members, they'll look at us because they know us and they'll kind of come to a predetermined idea that, oh, this is what they meant when they did this. But a stranger, they don't know you from Adam or Eve. And so they tell the raw, honest truth. So how would you like your family to be known by as a stranger? And if you can answer that, then you are setting a vision. Remember, a vision is much broader and not specific to one thing. However, it can be seasonal in nature. So I don't want you to think goals. I don't want you to say, oh, we want to give $1,000 to a charity. And with that $1,000, we're also going to do so many hours of community service for that charity. Okay, those are great goals, but that's not a vision. So make sure you're setting a vision. And for kids, especially your small ones, ask them, Who do you think we are? Maybe you need to ask yourself that question. Who do you think you are as a family? I know sometimes I go back and I think about times in our family's life when the kids were much younger, and then I look at what they're doing now. And nowadays it's a lot different because you can go on Facebook, right? And you can see other people that you don't know personally, but that your child knows, or that your husband knows, or your, you know, son-in-law, or a distant friend, or whatever it is. And you can see these sprinklings of, oh, this is nice. And you have comments, right? And some are good, some are bad, whatever. You kind of sometimes have to take it with a grain of salt, but it gives you a glimpse into how people see you. Well, in the olden days, we didn't get that. You just knew by how you showed up and comments that were made. And so I would get comments all the time, especially when we'd go out and do praise kids, and I would do work within the community, and they would be like, well, I didn't know that was you. I didn't know you did that. And I'm like, yes, I do. And they're like, wow, that's awesome. They didn't know who was behind it. But when they found out it was me, they were like, well, they couldn't believe it was the vision of one person yet put on by a team. And see, that team is a family. It was never just me, right? And it's never just you. But sometimes we do get hung up. And not because we want to. And I'm all for, what do you need for yourself? That's going to be for another episode. We need those times. We need to take care of who we are. I'm working on myself all the time. But we also need to be working on ourselves as a unit, as a family, a circle of strength. So create a family vision. Number two, name your family word or phrase. Now, there are family crests and coat of arms, right? You've heard of those. And some of them are, you're probably like, they're really dated, Christiane. In fact, I've never heard that term until like just now. Hadn't heard of it in like 35 years. Okay, don't date me. But yes, they are old. However, they do still exist. So why not a family word or phrase for the new year? It can be a Bible verse, an inside joke only the family understands but has meaning. You don't want to be kind of that weird one. A word God has laid on your heart. The cool thing is anything goes. You get to decide as a family. And you know, one of these things that it keeps coming up to me is as our family is growing, which I love. We already have a big family. You know, we have 5 children, my husband, myself, and then let's not count all the animals that go with it. But now our family's growing. We have a son-in-law. We have a grandson. And I have no idea how God is going to continue to bless and grow our family, but I know He's going to. And with that growth, right, it enlarges our circle of strength. But in that, I think, oh my goodness, it's not just about who we were when God just blessed me with my husband and then my children, but now it's expanding. And so how can we expand as a family? And what can I do to start special traditions that maybe I didn't have time for? Or maybe I wanted to do, but I did a little bit differently because of the season of life we were in, or because the nature of technology. It's not excuses, it's just looking at facts. So how can you name your family word or phrase? Maybe it is picking out that Bible verse for your family. And maybe it's putting it up. Maybe it's making a collage. How cool would that be? Sitting around the table. And maybe it's already past New Year's Eve and you're already into New Year's. That's okay. It's never too late. You can do this right now where you are in your season of life. So name your family word or phrase. It doesn't matter. All it does is have to have meaning for you all as a family, a circle of strength. And finally, number three, engage the family joy jar. I love this one, probably my all-time favorite. This is where you highlight, at least on a weekly basis, what you did together as a family. Now, the key here is this, everybody gets to participate. So your son can go and write something down and throw it in the joy jar. And then mom can do the same thing. And dad can do the same thing. And then sister can do the same thing. And it's awesome that that all can happen. And then when you kind of are getting fussy at each other, you're like, oh man, I just wish. Because come on, it's confession day and you've got to be real and honest with yourself. Yes, there are days you're like, what if I didn't have any children at all? What if I didn't marry this spouse but married a different one? What if, I know you've thought it. So Don't even pretend that you haven't, because we have all been there, all right? And that's okay. We're human beings. But in that, when you're kind of on the edge of not glory, this is a great way to remind you, you know what? As crazy as we are as a family, we are so awesome together. When things are falling apart, man, we still come together, because you know what? You always have your family. So engage the joy jar. And this is where, again, you're highlighting something at least on a weekly basis, because then at the times of stress and discontent, you can quickly be reminded how awesome you are. And you can pick those out at the end of the year, dump them out around Thanksgiving, put a handful around each table setting, and let everybody read. And if your children are too young, let them express themselves, whether it's coloring this particular picture, make it a collage, creating something, because then guess what? You're creating a time capsule of what happened. How awesome is that to remember how awesome you are as a family, how much you impact the world that you touch as a family. A circle of strength is found in family. But if you don't work at it, the family will fall. So create your now for the family. It's about becoming stronger together. This new year does not have to be a dose of what happened last year. A new year is for all people, not just individuals. See your family in a different, bright light. This is your time to change the world together as a circle of strength. From my family to yours, have a blessed, happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.